This is Shauna on Johnny Erickson Tada Sharing Hope. And today's your chance to sing along with Johnny and this contemporary praise song, I Think You'll Know.
I'm forgiven because you were forsaken. I'm accepted, you were condemned. I'm alive and well, your spirit lives within me, because you died and rose again. Thank you, Jesus. Amazing love, how can it be that you, my King, should die for me? Amazing love, I know it's true, and it's my joy to honor you. In all I do, I honor you.
Wow, thanks for singing with me. And don't you love that line, that my King would die for me? Who ever heard of such a thing? But that's what Christ did. He died for you and for me. Many years ago, that thought alone helped transform my view of my wheelchair. Often at night, when visiting hours were over and nurses were on break, when my roommates in our six-bed ward were all asleep, I would picture Jesus coming to visit me. I didn't see him. There were no visions or apparitions. I just used to imagine him walking quietly into my room while my friends were asleep, and I'd picture him gently lowering the guardrail of my hospital bed, then slowly sitting on the edge of the mattress. I pictured him dressed in a rough burlap cloak with a rope belt, sandals. I'd see him lean over and with one hand gently brush my hair away from my face, or maybe dab my wet eyes with the backside of his hand. And then with his other hand spread wide, I used to imagine him showing me the nail scars in his palm. And with wise eyes, he would say to me, "Oh, Johnny, if I loved you enough to die for you, don't you think I can be trusted even with this, your paralysis? Can you not trust me?" When I thought about it, it made sense. I mean, really, if someone loves you enough to lay down his life for you, especially when you could care less about him, even while you're still a sinner, then it is reasonable that you could trust him with everything else, absolutely everything, even a lifetime of paralysis. Amazing love, how can it be that my King should die for me? That's why I love this song so much. It's my joy to live a life that's worth the blood of Jesus, a life that reflects what I think about the sacrifice he offered at the cross. So today, may you and I walk in a manner that's worthy of Christ and his death. May we do nothing to stain his good reputation or mar his precious name. May we do nothing that will cast a bad light on him or make him look foolish or not worth trusting. May we never sow seeds of discord among others about his goodness and graciousness. May we instead live godly, and I mean godly, righteous and sober lives to the glory of his holy name. After all, this is the King who died for you and me.